This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, it's not often that I tell people the scripture you're going to hear this week just may offend you, but I'm going to do it this week. This scripture that we study from Jeremiah 18 may be found offensive by people like you and me. It's about the Lord being the potter and us being the clay. If you understand that analogy at all from your study or participation in the act of pottery, you know exactly what I'm saying. The potter's in charge. The clay responds to the potter. Do you know why people resent this scripture that says the Lord is the potter and we are the clay? The same reason you and I resent this scripture. Because you see what this passage does, it blows away all the ideas of self-determination. And I'm in charge of my life, and I do what I want to do, and I make plans, and I carry out the plans. And the Lord comes along through the prophet Jeremiah and says, no, you know what the lesson is? God's the potter, and we're the clay. Do you know what that makes God? The one in charge. Do you know what that makes us? The people who follow, or else. And that's why maybe you resent that slightly. Maybe there's part of you that rises up against it and says, I don't like that idea that God thinks of himself as the potter and I am the clay, because if that illustration or analogy is true, that means that my life is in his hands. That means God's doing things in my life that I may not necessarily approve of. That may mean that God is in control. Let's do a little verse by verse, with beginning at verse 1. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. I don't want to be presumptuous here. I've said this before, and I'll just say it very briefly. I like to think, not arrogantly, but very humbly, so that every Sunday, there's a word that comes to somebody in this room. First service, second service, third service. That the word comes to somebody, not from me, but from the Word of God. I don't think it's presumptuous to think that. Why? Because we're lifting up this book called the Bible, and we're lifting it up to people and proclaiming it as in delegated authority, not presumptive authority that it's in us, in some kind of intrinsic power or authority. I don't have anything. You don't need to pay attention to a thing I say, but I hope you listen to this book. It says, this is the word that came to Jeremiah. And then go to verse 2. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. Sometimes the Lord will send you somewhere or to someone to give you a message. He may send you to a hospital to get a word. He may send you to an unlikely person, an unlikely circumstance, and God will use people and he will use circumstances that you wouldn't plan on and speak to you. That's what he did with Jeremiah. He said, go to the potter's house, Jeremiah. I'm going to give you an object lesson. I'm going to give you an illustration of what's going on in our country called Judah. And I want you to notice in verse 4, but the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. I have an announcement to make to you today. Everyone in this room is marred. You are, and so am I, marred by sin, marred by your past. Marred by something that happened 5, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And to this day, you are marred, but I want to tell you that the potter can take marred clay and he can reuse it and refashion it and use it in a way. He can use the brokenness of your life. Well, what's interesting to me about this scripture is it's not only a beautiful passage, it's also an offensive passage. It's both. It offends, but it's beautiful. He's the potter, we're the clay. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.